Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue our journey through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're in the middle of a week of devotions focused on serving with integrity. And this week, as we look at different aspects of how integrity helps us to serve, how it upholds us, how it protects us, today we're going to specifically be looking at leading with integrity. Sometimes we hear that and our first thought is about somebody else. I'm not a leader. And yet in the context of serving God, you are a leader. There's people watching, every one of us, that are following us. For some, that number may be very small. For others, that number may be large. And for most of us, we don't even know the extent of those who follow. But regardless of how many or who they are or how closely they follow, leading with integrity helps us to be more effective in representing Jesus in everything that we do. Most of us have, I believe at least, extreme difficulty following a leader that we can't peg down on anything. That they're constantly flip-flopping on every decision, every instruction, every way of doing things. It gets to where we're asked by a leader to do something and we simply wait because experience has shown us that the instruction will change before we're finished. And so we put off doing anything. That's one of the dangers of not leading with integrity, is that those that we serve and those that we lead begin to doubt everything we say. You see, when we allow misinformation to sneak in, when we allow lies and untruth, when we allow the inconsistencies to build, it isn't long before somebody recognizes that something's not right. And if we're not being truthful in this area, the ripple effect begins to plant doubt in every other area of our life, every other thing that we say. Leading with integrity calls us to be people of our word, to be people of God's word, to live and act in such a way that we follow through with what we've committed to. And I know we're human and there are times where we commit to something and we may have thought we had looked at it from every angle, that we had full knowledge of what we were committing to. And there are other times we commit and we're very sure up front that we're not quite complete on what we're getting into. And because of that, there are times where we simply can't live up to what we said. And I believe in those times, the integrity part is to apologize, to admit that we were in over our heads, to admit that things aren't going the way that we had hoped or planned. To make that apology and If explanation is needed, that's fine, but to make it without excuses. You see, as much as misinformation and lies are the tools of a lack of integrity, I believe excuses are right up there on that list. Because excuses try to shift the blame, tries to offload the burden of responsibility. And leading with integrity says that this is on me. We didn't accomplish what I wanted us to, what I set out to do, because I wasn't ready. Because it was bigger than I anticipated, because of me. Not because, well, you guys weren't up to it. They sent me a bad team. We could go on and on with the excuses we use that shift blame. And that's not leading with integrity. And when we lead with integrity, whether we are successful in what we're doing or whether it blows up in our face and we have to reevaluate, people continue to follow because they know through experience that we're not going to put them in a position where they carry the weight of our decisions, but that we carry it. You see, this act of integrity tells those that we serve, those that we lead, that I will lead with honesty. I believe one of the greatest or biggest tools, I don't know, great is a good word to use with it, that has brought about the level of division that we've seen in our country and our world is this very lack of integrity. And it's not limited to any political party or any person or office or region or any type of leader. It seems to have spread rather rapidly. But we have a tendency, because it's easier, to kind of group people together. And so when we continue to see a lack of integrity within political leaders of both parties, it reaches the point that we don't trust any of them. Even those that serve with integrity, they're in a place that makes it doubtful in our mind if integrity really can exist. And so we hold to those that we want to believe in, and we reject those that we don't want to believe in. And it isn't long before we conclude that nothing good can come from, quote, those people. And there's a lot of factors in it, but one of them is a lack of integrity, a lack of a history of integrity. When we serve people, especially when we serve people as a representative of Jesus, which if we're his child, if we're his follower, if we're his disciple, that is the only way we serve people, whether we recognize it or not. We are his representative. And when we live with integrity, it's not only an integrity of our word and of keeping our word, but it's an integrity of God's word. When people know us as a Christian, when we serve as a follower of Christ, when we represent Jesus and we begin to make excuses for our sin, when we begin to make excuses for the sin of others, when we begin to change God's word to fit our own desires or the desires of people, we create a lack of integrity. And not only does it cause people to doubt our leadership, it plants those seeds of division and doubt in people's mind regarding God's leadership. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to think about how you lead. Think about how you lead when things go well. Are you honest? Or do you kind of trick people into doing what you want them to do? Not caring or realizing that eventually they'll notice. That what you asked had hidden motives that lacked integrity. As you serve and as you lead, in those times where things don't go like you hoped and wanted and desired and planned, will you be willing to apologize and not place blame, not make excuses, but to be honest? You see, leading with integrity is God's design. It's what we looked at the very first day of this week of serving with integrity, is to let our yes be yes and our no be no. And when our yes is yes for some people, but not for others, and when our no is no for some people, but others are allowed to do what we say shouldn't be done, we're not leading with integrity. We're leading with partiality and favoritism. And God's design is His desire. Is that all people would be valued, and that each one of us would lead by serving, and that serving would be done with integrity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself. You've given us work and value and included us in Your family. Father, as we consider the ways that we serve, may we recognize that You've called each one of us to lead in some fashion. But that leading doesn't look like the world defines leading. It looks like serving. So, Father, help us to lead with integrity as we serve You by serving others. May we be honest in our communications. May You remove from us any temptation to mislead people, to coerce or trick them into doing what we really want them to do. But that our integrity would be such that we rely on You to make the changes and transformations that's needed, not on our words, not on the persuasiveness of our ability or voice. Father, as we serve, may we realize in those times where our plans just fall apart that our response of integrity and leadership calls us to take responsibility for that. And that it especially calls us to not shift blame or to place blame or to make excuses or put somebody else in the firing line. But that we would lead as we serve with integrity in such a way that we can be trusted, whether things go well or whether they don't. And fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would live out this integrity of leadership in their lives so that they would see it modeled and know what it looks like and they would put it into practice themselves. Father, as we lead our children, that we would see the value that they have, that we would view them as people. That when our leadership in their life is successful, that we would not become filled with pride on the greatness of our leadership, but the pride that we would have would be on them, but more specifically on your work in them and through them. Father, even as we live life today and as we consider the children in our communities and homes, may they see us and know us as people of our word. May they experience from us the apologies when our word is broken. The apologies without excuses. So that they would know the value of integrity by seeing how greatly we value it. Father, as we have opportunity today, may we serve with that integrity that looks at each person with the love of Jesus, that extends a fairness and a level of integrity to everyone, that chooses not to make distinctions based on all of the things that the world uses to divide people into various groups. But may we love people like you love people. Father, as we have opportunity to share of the love of Jesus, to share your word, may we do so with integrity, not twisting it or changing it or modifying it to suit the desires of our flesh or the desires of those we serve or any human desire, but that we would be accurate in holding fast to your word and to proclaiming your word as sharers of good news with integrity. Father, as I pray today, I ask that you would help us to be more cautious in the way we lead, in the way we serve, in the way we live, as we're reading the book of Psalms about you taking a boy, a shepherd, and raising him to a position of shepherding your people with integrity. May we humbly come to you in full submission so that you could take us. And do that same type of work in us so that we would shepherd and lead and serve with integrity just as you raised up David to do. And Father, may that empower us to see ourselves as you see us. And may seeing ourselves through your eyes help us to place greater value on the integrity that you have called us to serve with and to lead with and to live with. And Father, may this servant leadership that we pursue with integrity be such that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.